Duh.
Oh shit.
Oh.
Motherfucking game of the week.
Yeah, you back the fuck up a little bit. Your shit's ridiculously loud right now.
Nah, you just tripping. It's the adrenaline.
Turn your shit down.
It's the motherfucking adrenaline. This is a Monday Night Football. Adrenaline, yeah. Just going.
First motherfucking Monday Night Football game of the century. Welcome, everybody. This is Todd DeWatt Podcast. We're your hosts, Ken and Derek. All right, let's get started. Yeah, Monday night game. Jets beat the Bills. 22-16. Motherfucker.
Shit. Great. It was a good game, but, you know.
It was the defense. The defense is what kept it in.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the cart kind of was fucking with the Bills more than it was fucking with the Jets. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, this shit's crazy. Back. But, you know, I felt like a connection with Josh Allen today. And it's a connection that nobody else can understand. Because when he threw that third pick, I was like, yo, I feel you, because I be throwing hella picks in Madden.
To the same motherfucker,
man. And every time I throw the ball, if I got someone with me in the same room, they're like, I can't believe you threw that shit again. Are you running the same fucking play? And I'm like, no.
It was just funny because every time it happened, like, I know the first couple of times the angle was weird. So I was like, oh shit, it's sauce. Then you're like, nope. Same motherfucker, same whitehead number 3.
Yeah, that shit was
like his fucking fantasy numbers. If you had IDP or if you had IDP, I feel like his stats were off the charts. The Jets defense did all right. You know, they're not the Dallas defense.
But I mean, it's still week one, but there's a few things I noticed. Oh, obviously, anyone watching the game, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he kind of got knocked out of the game, second series. So, a little fucked up, but
I mean, some people laughed.
I'm sure they did, because there's a lot of people who are like, oh, well, there goes their Super Bowl hopes and yada, yada, yada.
Nah, I do feel like there's a lot of people that don't like Rodgers. Like, he doesn't have the most devout following. Like, there's some fans that are like, you know what, he's a bit of a prima donna. Like, he's not. And he's a little bit overhyped. You know, he only has one Super Bowl. It's not like he's decorated.
But still, that just goes to show you how hard it is to get a Super Bowl. Like, it is legit. Like, there's a lot of players that have retired that don't have Super Bowls.
I mean, that's true, but when you're considered, because, you know, they, and of course it's a lot of the analysts, but when they say, oh no, this is the best, they put him in the GOAT conversation and the greatest of all time, try to put him up there with Brady and shit. Like, you got to at least have more rings than Eli. At least. Like, just to even get in the conversation. But somehow, Rodgers stay in that conversation.
Well, I mean, there's a difference. Like, there's also, like, if you look at, like, like Eli, or even Manning, with the history of Bulls, look at the defenses they had. They had bomb ass defenses to work with, and you can't really say the same thing with Aaron Rodgers throughout his career. Yeah, he's got those individual accolades, but you know that's when you see a quarterback that's making your team better, and you see other quarterbacks where they're not necessarily making their team better. Or, I mean, you kind of saw that on Monday night how Pat Mahomes makes his team better. It's usually the teammates that let them down, and you know, that's kind of.
I mean, it sounds like you got him in the GOAT conversation.
Aaron Rodgers, I think he was I do think shit. He is one of the top QBs of his era. Yeah, he is one of the top QBs.
So you got him up there in the GOATs.
He's not the GOAT. Definitely not the GOAT.
You got him up there with the GOATs. He's like definitely running with the up other GOATs.
He's like up there. He's definitely okay. I would take Aaron Rodgers. I would definitely take Aaron Rodgers over like Zach Wilson. Shit. like there's a reason, even though Zach Wilson was like the number two pick in the draft. Fuck yeah, I'll take him. I'll take him over Trey Lance. I would have taken him over Jimmy G. So
you've seen people talking about, you know, y'all could trade for Trey Lance if you want.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was like, well, I bet you Salah's like, oh, maybe it would have been nice to get Trey Lance. You know, now it'd be nice, but then it's like he'd probably still be third string. But I do, I don't know if you noticed on the sideline whenever fucking Aaron Rodgers went out, but they panned over to Zach Wilson. And I know ESPN didn't cover this. Maybe they didn't have him mic'd up. But you already know how we do here at Talk the Walk. Everyone is mic'd up, even family members. So I do have a little clip of Zach Wilson when Aaron Rodgers went down in that second series. Oh shit. I didn't hear that last part live, but now that I'm playing it back, it's so crazy that
he was definitely scared. 100%.
Like, that's fucking nuts.
And there was no one happier when Gibson ran that punt back than Zach Wilson.
Yo, I was thinking that same thing. You know, he was like, woo, thank God.
But then lucky. I was about to torch y'all.
Hell yeah. At that point, you just start talking hella shit.
I was about to motherfucker, y'all motherfuckers
are lucky. Lucky I didn't come back. I would have fucked y'all up.
You lucky gonna throw a pick. Shit back. I wasn't going to do nothing like that. He was the happiest one on the field. And then, of course, the most pissed off, probably Stephon Diggs.
Yo, I'm surprised that they showed Stephon Diggs kind of,
after that field
Josh
goal.
Allen's head up. Like, hey, bro, like, yo, we got this. Don't worry. Like, because they're showing after his last pick, they showed how pissed off he was. And they're talking about it on – I watched the Manning cast, so it was
– I did, too.
I didn't
on games that. Like this – where you're like, oh, fuck, Zach Wilson? Yeah, let's just put the Manning cast on.
Yeah, so I didn't.
This was a Manning cast game.
But.
Did you see Diggs stay out there for the celebration?
Still like, damn, we could have won this. I can't. Yo, that shit looked fun. That looked like Madden, like when he was running that shit back.
It did.
I know when I'm playing Madden. My dudes be getting fucked up
on the blocks.
Like on the blocks, they be getting leveled. And
when you see that seam form,
yeah, I seen that shit. I was like, oh shit, that looked like slam, like man. You see dudes getting flipped over and shit. Like,
yeah, I mean, I feel like because all they needed was a field goal. Once he crossed like the 30, everybody else was kind of like half-assed that shit. Like fucking score so I can go to fuck home. For like real. They weren't really trying to stop him once he crossed the 40-30. They're like, nah, we'll just let this motherfucker score.
Yeah, and it just wasn't Josh Allen's night. Four fucking turnovers. That shit's fucking wild.
Right, the Madden curse.
I did mention that before the fucking season even started. Was that Madden curse? And
it wasn't an injury. It was like, he just kind of fell off.
Yeah, he chose that lifestyle. He chose that to have that Madden curse. Yeah.
And you know what? It's wild because, I had, you get the ESPN notifications and boom, right there, one of the first notifications, DeMar Hamlin's not playing.
Yo, They showed this motherfucker on the sideline.
I was like,
and I saw motherfucker,
he's not playing even if he starts.
I see.
Even if he's good, he's not playing. He's co-backup.
Right. Like, he's just there for to watch the game. He's just, at this point, he's just a fan with great health insurance. Like, that's all it is. A fan with team health insurance, which is fucking wild. Right. You look at him, he doesn't even look like he's in football shape. He's like, it looks a little bit skinnier than normal. So,
he looks regular.
No, because it looks like, you know how, like, I don't know if you've ever seen someone that's broken a leg and or whatever, an arm, and it's stuck in a cast? You know what I'm saying? And they cut the cast off and their arm's all, like, skinny as shit.
It
almost
body.
Looks like a dude that jerks off with just one arm, but he jerks off a lot.
Nah.
So he got like one big ass forearm and the other one small as shit. Like, that's what Damar Hammond kind of looks like. And I was like, damn, this motherfucker looks skinny as shit. And why are they showing a fan on the side of the sidelines like that? Like, why are they showing a fan? Like, is this what we're doing now?
I keep checking like my phone, like, do I got the Hamlin notification settings on? Like, what? Why am I getting these so often? I have never been notified of a backup so often. Like, yo, I wonder how the fucking second stringers are doing. I wonder how many second stringers are playing in this game. Like, what the fuck is going on?
You never get notified for a practice squad player. Shit's wild.
Right. Never. You just see the motherfucker in street clothes and you're like, oh shit, I forgot he played for them.
Oh shit, didn't you die?
Damn.
I thought you died.
See.
I swear, I thought
you died. Because he did, though. But see?
Now, is it just me? Or because they showed the Aaron Rodgers photo numerous times during the game. Is it just me, or does it look like that motherfucker just is sponsored by Just for Men?
But
he's got way too much of that black in his hair, like they just did. Cause
he's old as shit.
I've worked with some, like, I worked with this one dude. He would abuse that Just for Men shit. You know, they say, oh, just comb it in your beard or comb it in your hair, and you know, turn all your grays into like streaky grays or whatever. But this motherfucker looks like he picked a darker shade than his normal hair color.
Eyebrows all.
And I got 4K, so I don't want to hear none of that shit. Oh, maybe it's a fucking TV. Like, nah, motherfucker. That motherfucker's been using Just for Men. He's been abusing that shit.
Yeah, but he's in New York now.
So nah, I think he started using that shit during darkness therapy, and he put that shit on in the dark. I think that's what happened.
We all know when they was like, oh, he's still in the tent. We all know it was dark as shit in there.
It's like, don't turn on the lights. Like, Aaron, we need the lights to look at you. Like, don't do it, man. Right. I got a thing.
I need this. Like, mother, shut the fuck up.
This shit's fucking wild,
man. I need this. Like, yo, your Achilles is hanging off right now. Like, I don't want to speculate, but I'm going to speculate. That motherfucker is out for the year. Like, I knew the second I seen the boot, I was like, oh yeah, this motherfucker's out for the year, because he's a senior citizen. Like,
he's not. You realize he's like our age,
like
close to our age.
No, he's not. Yeah, he's close to like Brady's age. Like,
how old is Aaron?
That motherfucker Rodgers? Is
old. Let me look at Aaron.
And then in quarterback years, that motherfucker old as shit.
But
and so a boot for him ain't the same as like a boot for a regular person. A boot for him is like, I fall, I can't get up. Like,
he's 39 years old.
That's old as fucking shit.
He graduated a year before you did. Like, you old as shit, mom.
Yo, but motherfucker, we're not playing though. Like,
speak for yourself. I'm a fucking co-backup.
I'm not out here with these motherfuckers.
I'm a fucking co-backup. It's just the fact that I didn't die on the field.
You definitely not a co-backup.
You don't know that. You don't know that. Because if I go out there, I'm going to die on the field. Like, see, only difference is I'm going to shit myself, because you already know. I keep one in that pocket.
No, this
looks like he's Ken's on the field. Players are backing away from him. And they stand me up. I got shit on the back of my pants.
Like, no, this motherfucker Rogers in bad shape. I just know it. I feel like you don't want to be in your advanced age with a walking boot on. The way he fell at first, I thought he was faking it.
You see how they showed Brady with the Jets uniform on?
Yeah.
That shit would be fucking nuts.
I was waiting for them to cycle through all of them to Phillip Rivers.
Nah, Phillip Rivers and Big Ben, they're fucking shot.
Drew Brees.
They're shot. Yeah, they're done.
They don't never show any of them. It's always Brady.
Because
everybody wants to see Brady come back.
Brady can still throw a deep ball. Like at the end of like Big Ben, fucking Phillip Rivers, Sean, Drew Brees, they weren't slinging it like they were earlier on in their career. Brady was still getting it done. So yeah, I can understand if they don't mention anybody else other than Brady. Shit, I would be hitting up Brady like, hey bro, look. I know you're probably watching Zach Wilson right now, and I know we really don't have an offensive line still, but
I wasn't even gonna get into that. I wasn't even gonna get into the fact that again, motherfuckers wanna add weapons and this guy and that guy. But who the fuck is blocking? Not a motherfucking player out there.
You know what? Regardless, nobody. Brees Hall was still getting it in.
Oh, he was. But he didn't pick up that blitzer. He didn't pick up that dude that tore the Achilles.
Donner Blitzer.
And they did say he was did you hear Eli Manning when he broke that run for like 80 yards or whatever? And then on the 30, he just started going out of bounds. And Eli's like, yeah, he's out of shape.
Oh yeah, it was like a 65-yard run. He was like, yeah,
he's out of shape because he should have housed that shit.
He definitely, yeah, if he was in shape, he would have definitely housed it. Like last year, definitely would have housed it.
Yeah, for sure. But when you tear your ACL and shit, the shit happens. But the crazy thing is, and maybe I'm forgetting when he tore his shit, but if I'm not mistaken, did he not tear his ACL in Green Bay, Brees Hall?
Was it against Green Bay?
I don't know. I feel like it was. Maybe I'm remembering the shit wrong.
It was like early in the season, though.
Still
came back like in less time than OBJ.
Because all the motherfuckers on this, the second Aaron Rodgers goes down, they're like, see, that's why you need to have grass. This is why the difference between grassy turf and grass.
See, no, that's, I mean, hey. I do agree that they should have grass fields. We went over this very briefly last season. But, I mean, that was, like, they're acting like, if that's an excuse for why Aaron Rodgers got injured tonight, you mean to tell me that the past 50 years that he's been playing,
it was in Green Bay. They had grass.
All of a sudden, yeah, like he never played on the road. Is that what you're saying? Like he's never played on the road. He's never played in New York before. Like, come on, man. Like that was just shitty offensive line play. And yeah, he didn't. I mean, you saw the same thing in Green Bay last year. The motherfucker got, he was getting hit. He didn't have enough time in the pocket. And that's what the fuck happens. Only this time it kind of got to him a little bit.
He can't move around because he's old.
He's fucking, they panned over and his leg was behind his neck.
No, it definitely didn't look like the Dak. Dak's leg was nuts. That shit was dangling. That looked like a war wound.
So speaking of
Afghanistan injuries.
Speaking of Dak, last night, Sunday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys, they fucked up the Giants. Like, there's a good chance that, you know, going into tonight that New York was going to have two L's in their stadium. But Jets pulled it out because the Giants couldn't even fucking score last night. And the thing I do have to say about last night is, you know, Dallas scored 40 unanswered points and Trey Lance still didn't see the fucking field.
See, why the fuck would they? Why would they though?
Because when you're up by that many points, you pull the fucking starters. There's no need for anybody to, you know.
No, the starters did get pulled, but
okay.
They,
and then who came in?
They weren't ready for that. People weren't ready for Texas Trey yet.
No, so but who do they put in after Dak got pulled?
It didn't matter because it was just
No. That just answer the question. who do they put in? The person that's actually won a fucking game in the NFL.
You know, it's fucking just Texas funny to change it.
I'll tell you what it is they looked at the roster and they're like, are we gonna put the old man in or are we gonna put the guy that won games for us last year? And they said, and then Cooper Rush was like, dude, Trey Lance is an old man. That's just his hair. Like, he's 23 years old.
It's not.
And Trey's on there. No. They thought he was wearing headphones, but that's just his hairline.
See? No. No.
Like, doesn't
that's
it look
not,
like he's wearing headphones?
No. Like, no, it is not. Like, no. 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 Mike McCarthy didn't download the fucking roster update. And so that's why it wasn't even on there.
I'll tell you what's fucked up is that Trey Lance, even in Madden, the most play time he got, because he was still on the Niners when I started my franchise, the most play time he got was, well, I advanced through preseason, so he didn't really get time in there, but was when he holds the ball during the extra point for the kicker, or... No, that's about it. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Just
see, I really want you to keep this energy though, because I feel like when he was on the Niners, it was Trey, gotta give him a chance. He's never really had a chance, and then now that he's on the Cowboys, all of a sudden his hairline's crazy.
Maybe you should go back and listen to the previous pod, because my thing was, you know, they gave him the starting job. He did not earn that shit. That was my problem with Trey. It wasn't that – that's great. You know, you guys went off the very little bit of tape that he had, you know, coming out of college. That's great. You know, he started like 1 year or whatever, how many, 16 games or, I think in college, and that was it. And just because Josh Allen fucking lit the Niners up 1 year, Kyle Shanahan was like, we need a mobile quarterback. And saw Trey Lance and, you know, saw Justin Fields and was like, Justin Fields, I don't think he's going to make it in the NFL, which is proving right. And
what? You said Justin Fields is going to be a bust? Is this a hot take?
Are you? It's not really a hot take. It's being shown.
Is this a hot it's being shown. Take?
I'm telling you what. The Bears,
like a hot take.
The Bears are unintentionally going for that number one pick. They are unintentionally going for a number one pick. So,
whose alarm is that?
That's you, yo. That's for sure. I even took my headphones off. I was like, what the fuck is that?
You got fucking random alarms that go off whenever you start talking about Justin Fields.
Yo, I'm telling you. I mean, let's look at the
score. I think the Bears got a lot of hype. Like, it's kind of like the Jets. Like, there's certain teams that just got a whole lot of hype in the offseason. And then people forget, you know, the like, for instance, with the Jets, motherfuckers don't block. Like, yeah, you can add people, but you still can't block for shit. And then with the Bears, it's like, yeah, you added people. But again, you let the Eagles have fucking Jalen Carter, like some dumb fucks, and then you gave away Roquan. So you have no defense. And so, like, yeah, while you added pieces, you're still a trash team. And so I don't know. I think it's partially the offseason hype that makes it seem like, oh shit, the Bears are the shit. When in all reality, I think there's a curve, a learning curve.
I don't think anyone was really saying they're the shit. I think they're more like, Aaron Rodgers isn't in the division anymore. We might have a chance to win. And everyone's like, motherfucker, you had the first overall pick. And you traded it away. Because you're dumb as fuck. Nah, but.
And I do think they're going to be, I do think they're going to improve. You know, I do think DJ Moore is going to have a good year.
He's going to have a great
year. It's just year. They ran into the Packers, and the Packers were ready for that shit.
He's going to have a great year when they fucking tank this year unintentionally and pick up fucking Caleb Williams. Because Caleb Williams, that's shit. That motherfucker's a beast. So.
Yeah, we'll see who's going to get Caleb. I know it's not going to be the Jets. They're not getting Caleb. Because
there's a difference. Like, and this is like almost the situation like that's going on with like the Niners every year, where you're kind of in this kind of trying to balance certain shit out. You got to win games, but you know, they just like last year, they got to win games, but they wanted to give Trey a chance. But you know, if you don't win games, motherfuckers are gonna want your. Got Kyle Shanahan's head on the fucking chopping block. So he's like, all right, well, I'm going to keep Jimmy around. Sure shit, it worked out because Trey got injured and then blah, blah, blah. So I get, like, just like Salah. He just came from the Niners, went to the Jets, and they got a fucking win. Even though it's, what, Salah's second or third year coaching there? Third year?
Yeah.
They got a fucking win. So they're not going to intentionally lose fucking games, but I can see that shit happening in Chicago. Maybe it's not intentional, but they fucking suck.
I mean, it's early to say they fucking suck. It's only week one. That's a little bit of an overreaction.
Okay. They fucking suck.
Like, I feel like the Jordan Love is, it might be a little too soon.
I don't know. I think Jordan Love
feel like this is already the replacement. Like, he's about to do it.
I definitely do think it is, though. Because I think he showed promise last season. And the same problem that Aaron Rodgers had with Green Bay last year is these motherfuckers, same problem that Pat Mahomes had on fucking Monday night. If these motherfuckers do not catch the fucking ball, it's kind of hard to move the ball. It's kind of hard. You cannot move those chains if motherfuckers don't catch the ball. So, yeah. So, I did want to bring up something because I saw something that's yet to be seen. But anyways, I saw something on IG today. And it had to deal with, you know, you see it in basketball. You see it in every sport, whatever, where teams are coming in or players are coming in, get ready for their game. And, you know, they're always dressed up. Either a suit or wearing some ridiculous bullshit. You know, last year, somebody, I forget who it was on the Eagles that was wearing a fucking blouse. And they showed, what was it, Saquon coming in. And a dude posted, yeah, we're going to lose by 40. And that sure shit just happened.
That's crazy.
And they showed it and says, you know, I think the post says something like player drip, and they showed CeeDee Lamb, and I'm like, CeeDee Lamb is wearing white overalls or coveralls, whatever. He looked like he was going to paint a fucking house. That is not drip.
Sounds
just
like,
because a motherfucker is rich and they're dressed in anything other than their fucking uniform does not mean it's drip. They legit look like they were going to paint a house. Or CeeDee Lamb did.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. He looks.
It sounds like hate.
Okay, go look at what CeeDee Lamb was wearing yesterday.
Well, my thing isn't so much what they're wearing. I just think as long as it's not accompanied with a purse, I really don't care what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? and I'm pretty sure he didn't have a purse.
That's there's a lot of purses, because there's even that commercial with the Google commercial that I've seen several times now, where you got like Aaron Donald walking in with like a merce, and the dude's like pauses the video, fucking clicks on the merce. I was like, oh, let me grab that. I want to get that merce so I can walk around with a fucking merce. Shit's fucking weird. I don't care how rich you fucking are. Either, and you're a dude, wear a backpack. You do not need a merce.
Yeah.
And at that point, no, it's a purse. Don't even try to call it a mill purse or whatever. It's a
Tank Davis. Well, you know, since we're talking about the weird shit, fucking, you know, these heart monitors. You know what I'm saying?
There we go. Back to Kyler Murray.
I'm saying no. No.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The ones that look like fucking...
I'm talking about the sports bras these motherfuckers are wearing. Yeah. Like, Kyler Murray's out there with a sports bra. It's probably why he's on IR. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how it starts. You out there wearing a sports bra. I'm talking about, nah, this is for sports science. Nah, motherfucker. That's why you're out. That's why you're on IR. And most likely going to be jobless because, you know, the Cardinals are probably going to be in the Caleb sweepstakes.
That's got to be like an option, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, we got the heart monitor right here, whatever, to measure your speed and all this shit. You want the strap or you want the training bra? And they're like, I want the fucking training bra. Like, there's got to be options for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, this one goes on your waist. This one goes like, it goes under your armpits or whatever, across your chest. Or you can get the sports bra or, the training bra or whatever. Right. There's got to be an option for that shit. And motherfucker's like, I'll take the – do you think this will go good with my purse? Like, there's got to be something.
No, guaranteed they're like, well, you know, we got these. And then – and what about those over there? Oh, those are for the WNBA. All right, let me get those.
Let me get
six of them. It's got to be something along those lines. The motherfuckers out here looking like the longest yard cheerleaders. But I do feel like, though, there were some big games. And, I mean, of course, you know, you briefly touched on it. But, you know, we all know who had the most impressive defense in week one. You can go on ahead.
Okay, fine. I'll say it.
It was Dallas.
So you don't fucking say it. So the Jets looked amazing tonight. And you know who else looked good? The Niners look fucking phenomenal.
Then I gotta
say, they looked great yesterday. They beat the Steelers 37. Shit was fucking nuts.
And I do feel like if the season ended today, Micah Parsons would be Defensive Player of the Year.
Okay, we're not going that far. But, yeah, okay, so defenses that look great. Chicago fucking beat the Bengals 24-3.
Cleveland.
I mean, yeah, Cleveland, yeah. The Browns beat the Bengals 24-3. Held Joe Burrow to 2 yards.
Hell yeah.
Like, no, but seriously, it was 82 yards. So that's fucking wild.
Yeah, like 3 fantasy points. Like, legitimate, like 3 fantasy points.
Like, Joe Mixon was so mad, he went out and fucking slapped a bitch.
He went out and shot somebody again.
Yeah, between him and Jamar Chase, like, they're dogs and their fucking girls had a rough night last night. So that shit's not funny, yo. You gotta stop with that shit.
No,
serious.
No, for real. But Massage Watson was crushed. Well, he wasn't even. I don't know. I feel like Deshaun isn't really. I don't know. Maybe he, because he's had a whole off season, and he did have a solid game, but I still don't think he's looked like when he was in Houston, and maybe that's because he doesn't have a DeAndre Hopkins, but. I don't know.
Well, he still has a running game because, you know, Chubb still had a decent game. And, I mean, in his defense, he's still getting back in the swing. I mean, the dude was out for like 10 years. So, and now he's obviously a pro athlete that cannot get massages.
No, he
unless
can,
it's by
now.
A family member or a dude.
That's not the case at all.
That shit's rough.
I wonder if he'll get back to his original. I mean, he's not trash. I'm not saying he's Zach Wilson. I just keep waiting for like a breakout game where he throws for like 405 touchdowns.
Look, if you
that shit is not happening.
Because I was talking to my intern just yesterday, and he was in. You know, he went to that Browns game, and he said the whole locker room smelled like Ben Gay. So that's got to tell you something. Deshaun Watson is not getting massages. So you got to give him a little bit of a break. You know what I'm saying? Just give him a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I guess. And I know Burrow, they were on him. This was like Burrow's rookie year when they didn't fucking block shit. They were on his ass
when
the entire game.
When he fucked his shit up.
He fucked his, what was it, ACL or whatever?
Yeah.
It wasn't the Achilles. That's an old man injury. But the ACL. ACL's a rookie. Yeah. That's a rookie.
You know you're special. You know you're young when you fuck up your ACL.
Yeah, that's a rookie special.
And the Bucks fucking beat the Vikings yesterday.
Yep, Jefferson was pretty pissed off about that one.
Like I was thinking that the Bucks were just gonna tank the rest of the year, because it's obvious everyone's got their eye on Caleb Williams right now, and they're like, all right, as long as this motherfucker stays healthy, somebody's got to fucking tank to get him. And yeah. Maybe it's that surprise pick. Minnesota's like, look, we got to make this shit look fucking believable.
There's no way.
You know.
No way Minnesota's even close to getting him. And honestly, I mean, Baker's good for at least a couple upsets a year. But the Bucks are going to do a lot of losing this year.
I don't know. Well, what if they happen to make the playoffs? I mean, look at their division. It's not exactly impressive.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think the Saints aren't the Saints in their division?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to take it. I definitely think they're going to take it.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. They got the Falcons and shit. Falcons did good. Bijan was solid. I feel like if there's a team that could use Caleb and plug him in right away and they'd be contenders, it would be the Falcons. Cause I mean, they got Pitts, they got London, they got Bijan. They're already set offensively. They just really need a quarterback because, you know, Ritter is not it. And they're winning, so it doesn't really matter, but I would say that's probably the one team that if there was one that could try to jump the line, it would be Atlanta.
So we were at the Ravens game yesterday. Ravens beat the Texans 25-9. And I was really hoping for a good game. You know, you go to a game, it's, you know, you want to see a good game. You don't just want to see a blowout, especially if you're going to a game that you're not really a fan of either team. You know, I was really hoping to see like CJ Stroud do his thing a little bit more. And yeah, it didn't really, you know, it was a little, I wasn't very impressed. I mean, he still threw for, you know, 200 plus yards, but it was like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, there really weren't any surprises in that game. The Texans are trash. Dobbins out for the year. And the fucking Ravens squeak out a win with a lackluster offensive performance. Like, it's typical, you know, typical stuff for the year. But Dobbins going out for the year is just crazy. That man cannot stay on the field.
Tell you what, people need to keep an eye on Zay Flowers. Because that motherfucker's a beast.
He is. He is, but I do feel like Beckham needs to reach out to Dobbins, because if there's one guy that knows about ACL tears, it's Beckham.
Right, and that's that was another thing. It was like, you know, Beckham finally got like his one fairly deep pass late in the game, which I did think it was funny. It's like the offense is on the field and everyone's going, OBJ, OBJ. And I'm like, y'all realize, like, that's your offense on the field. Like,
right.
They probably can't hear shit right
they
now.
They can't hear shit, and that motherfucker has, like, two fantasy points. Like,
and then
there
they
has
go
to be a limit to who we're going to chant. Right, there just has to be a limit.
And it wasn't just that. It was like, I mean, the play calling was just like, eh. Like, it was almost, you can tell it was almost like a college offensive coordinator.
I mean, it was a new, it is a new scheme. And there is a learning curve for that. Like, I do feel like they're trying to switch things up a bit. And then Andrews wasn't out there. I feel like all that has an effect on it.
Yeah, but still, they legit, after that OBJ catch, it was like, looks like they ran the same fucking play, like, back-to-back-to-back times. It was like a screen pass to Zay Flowers. No gain. Right after that, screen pass to Zay Flowers. I was like, what is going on right now? Like, y'all could have done anything but that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, it is what it is. I wish it was a better game. Like, shit, if it was like the game was tonight, that would have been great.
Yeah. I mean, if you have Flowers on your fantasy team, it was a great game. You know, Flowers had a good game. And Stroud made plays and made throws that showed that there's, you know, there's hope there. There's something to be happy about if you're a Texans fan.
Yeah,
it's just they don't have any fucking targets. Nobody. They don't have anybody to throw to.
Well, it's not just that. You got a young quarterback, you know, first year out of college with no offensive line.
Yeah.
So, you got something to look forward to.
And no good receiver. But, hey, Marvin Harrison Jr. is also in the draft. And so if the Texans can find themselves in position to get Marvin, I think they'll be just fine. Because I do think Stroud, considering, you know, that the Ravens don't have a pushover defense, I think he had a pretty solid game for it being his debut game. I mean, it looked better than Bryce's game.
Yeah, but, you know,
Bryce kind of struggled his first game.
I mean, I would say Nico was probably doing the most damage to the Ravens D. So, yeah. Turns out he only had 6 receptions. I felt like he was getting the ball all the time, but yeah.
But yeah,
they were doing all right.
Yeah, no, Stroud was solid. Bryce wasn't so solid, and then your man Richardson, you know, did his thing. Almost beat the Jaguars. The Colts almost beat the Jaguars.
Not quite. Not quite. I mean, there was still another quarter left to play. You know, they're winning in the third quarter, which, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, Richardson was killing out there. You know, we were doing a lot of hating. And he listened to the pod, you know. He listened to the pod, so he heard us. That's why if you listen to post game, you can hear him talking shit, because, you know, he's like, oh, I was going to be a bust, huh?
No, I didn't say it was going to be a bust.
Like a solid ass game.
I was just saying, like, the combine didn't really show me anything. It's like people were talking about how strong of an arm he has, and I'm like, yeah, that's great. He hit the rafters, but, like, the whole point is to hit the receiver, not the rafters. And when every other QB in the combine can hit the receiver deep and you're throwing it too high to the point you're hitting the fucking ceiling, like, what are you doing, dude? You're not playing like, what's the game we fucking used to play when your kids fucking throw the ball up and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, you're fucking throwing to a deep receiver. You're like,
you have to be accurate.
Yeah, you got to show some kind of accuracy.
Yeah.
When you're throwing the ball high as fuck, it's like, oh, yeah, give the defense time to fucking catch up to the ball and the receiver because the ball is so fucking high. And not to mention, you're playing outside or even inside, fucking lights. Receiver ain't going to see that shit. Shit's all up in the sun and shit. So, yeah, like, at least that's all I'm saying is that, yeah, that's great. You got a strong arm. Great. But if you wanted to showcase your skills, you could have done it by hitting the fucking receiver. Like, so when they showed him hitting the rafters, to me, it wasn't very impressive because I'm sure every quarterback in the league can do that. It's just
– nah.
Really, you don't think any of the other quarterback?
I mean, no, I don't think everybody can do that. I mean, I think you got to consider that and the fact that he probably has a stronger Achilles than some quarterbacks, and so, you know, you take all that into consideration when you draft a player like Richardson.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts. Like there. Yeah, we'll see about that.
Sounds like you're
like, I'm sure. Well, I'm sure. Like that's one thing they look at in the combat. Like, all right, let's test out his Achilles.
That motherfucker looks like he's solid. He looks like he takes some hits.
Oh no, definitely does, and he's gonna have to be able to take some hits playing on the Colts.
But you know what though? Did it not look like Rodgers faked his injury?
It did look a little bit like that. Like, I thought that, like, it was almost like, damn, I don't want to play this shit. These guys can't block for shit. Like, this is the last time I'm listening to this darkness therapy shit.
Because he did fall really late and then just rolled around like, ah.
Now, when they showed it, it looked like his calf muscle popped out. And I don't know if you ever seen, like the – someone lifting in their fucking bicep tears. That shit, yeah. It almost looked like that. And I was like, oh, that shit looked painful. But then, you know, the way he started walking and then fell to the ground, I was like, all right, now you just look like some of these linemen that lay down.
Right.
Like, I was waiting for a motherfucker to come out and start massaging his legs or something.
Right. And you know, there were people dying to do it.
Which I do, like, maybe this is just me being insensitive, but like, when a player goes down from an injury and, like, the medical staff goes out there and then, you know, he gets up, except for, like DeMar Hamlin's case, or gets up or gets carted off, like, why do you motherfuckers clap?
Because he didn't die.
Motherfucker, no. All right. Because if I was in that situation, okay. I'd be like, what are y'all motherfuckers clapping because I'm fucking injured? Like, I'm not coming back in the game.
No, you do the it's thumbs not
like,
up.
It's not like when DK Metcalf fucking got carted off because he had to take a shit. Or when Lamar Jackson fucking ran off the field acting like he was hurt. Like, that's when you know you got to take a shit. When you don't even wait for the cart, you're like, yo, if I sit down, this shit's coming out. Like, I cannot sit down right now. I gotta stay on my feet until we get to the bathroom. Like, that's because the second he sits down, that shit's.
Well, yeah, I mean, it do be like that sometimes, but you know, Aaron Rodgers though, he's one of those weird motherfuckers.
Yeah, he's at that point in his career where you gotta kind of, like, you know, just kind of play it up a little bit.
Well, you know, they said he was in a tent for a long time, and I mean, believe it or not, he was mic'd up.
Of course he is. Everyone's mic'd up.
I mean, he was mic'd up. The EMTs and shit, the medical staff, they were kind of, you know, getting a little irritated with him because he kept talking like weird and shit. Anyways, he was mic'd up. This is Aaron Rodgers in the tent with the fucking medical staff.
Andre, tell me straight up, man, what happened?
You know what, being better though, man. if you look into the pen wheel with your third eye.
I thought she was going to say some stupid shit like that.
And everything will be
revealed. All right, man. It's been good, man. Thank you. Thanks for seeing us.
Okay. Come yeah. by, man. As a matter of fact, I got an appointment right now to go get fitted for a toe.
You got it.
So, needless to say, the staff was irritated. Like, I knew you was going to say some dumb shit like that. Like, they reached a point in that town where they were like, call the cart. This motherfucker is starting on his fucking darkness therapy bullshit. His DMT shit.
Hey, but, man, apparently that got him back in the league. So, but I know last pod I did mention that we need to start playing the players that are mic'd up in the losing locker room. A lot of people hear these individual players going, you know, certain things happen, but you never really see what happens in the losing locker room. It's always in the winning locker room where the coach is in the middle of the room and they're like, hey, guys, you know, great job today. So-and-so, you did good. Hey, suck his dick. That shit, he did great.
That's the rough.
But nobody ever talks about what happens in the losing locker room. And believe it or not, believe it or not, Josh Allen kept his mic on. So this is Josh Allen in the locker room after that. That kick got ran back to close that overtime. And I do want to apologize to those that this might affect.
Oh, boy.
Don't look at me. I should be saw the intern again.
Don't look at me.
Damn. You gotta stay in the corner, homie.
Damn. That was DeMar looking at him. The intern said it was DeMar looking at him.
That shit is rough. Like, I don't know why y'all like this fucking drama shit, man. It's always hard to hear, you know, a grown man cry.
You motherfucker, you...
it's like, you know, I don't know why y'all like hearing that shit. You know, the shit really does hit me differently every time. But, you know, it's all right. It's all right. I get it, you know.
I mean, gotta, it's tough, you know.
Give y'all what you want.
I feel like the Bills get picked to go to the Super Bowl like every year. The last, what, 5 years?
It's not just that, but it's like the Bills get picked and then Josh Allen somehow gets picked to be MVP
every year.
Before the season ever fucking starts.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, you know, Josh Allen is picked to win the MVP this year. Like, is it fucking week 15 or something already? Yeah. Did I miss like the whole
every time?
I'm like, that shit's wild, man. But hey, that's the side of Josh Allen that y'all don't really hear. So just to let y'all know, like, these guys are human beings. And you know, maybe it was the, you know, the whole the highs from the being on the Madden cover and all that shit. But you know, these guys have feelings too. So I want you to think about that next time. You want to hear the losing team, you know, their locker room, because shit gets rough out there, man. Y'all don't understand. It's tough out here.
Motherfuckers be crying.
In these fucking streets.
Nobody else was crying. It was just him because he was on the Madden cover and, you know.
Well, that's where you're wrong. Because, believe it or not. Brian Daboll was mic'd up too last night. when Dallas fucking beat their ass 40-0. So I do want to apologize to those that this might affect. is Brian Daboll at the end of the game last night.
Why they cry the same? These motherfuckers cry exactly the same.
Hopefully, intern don't get spotted again.
Motherfucker would be hanging around.
Ah, shit, he spotted the intern again.
Motherfucker would be hanging out too much where they start crying like each other.
Yo. That shit is so wild.
Damn.
I'm sorry about that, yo. I know that can
be. You gotta respect these motherfuckers' privacy. I know we're supposed to respect motherfuckers' privacy, but they're the one that keeps the mic. They keep the mics on.
For real.
You know what I'm
sorry about that.
But that's
the last one that you guys are gonna get crying for a while. What'd you say? What? Joe Burrow was mic'd up too? What? Hold on. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, the intern had to interrupt me.
Joe Burrow, fresh off the contract signing.
Fresh off the contract signing.
He got the upgraded mic.
Joe Burrow was apparently mic'd up last night or yesterday after the loss to the Cleveland Browns. You got it set up already? All right. Here's Joe Burrow. Oh, shit.
Motherfucker Burrow.
Oh shit.
How does he cry exactly the same? They cry the same way.
Did he see you? Oh shit, he saw him. Damn.
Dude,
I am so sorry. Oh, that's the last clip.
Is it though? Last. Because when J.K. Dobbins got the news. About his ACL. Wasn't he mic'd up? I'm pretty sure that motherfucker was mic'd up.
I'm dying over here. Wait, hold on. This just in. Turns out J.K. Dobbins was mic'd up. Please tell me you didn't get seen this time. Oh, this is the clip. This is J.K. Dobbins. All right. Okay. This is the last one, y'all. I swear. Oh, shit. These motherfuckers. Yeah, I swear. Oh, this motherfucker got spotted again. All right. That's the last one, I swear.
I'll tell you what, it's the last one until we find out what the MRI says tomorrow. Because I know there's a lot of motherfuckers holding their breath for the fucking MRI that Aaron Rodgers about to get.
For real, that was crazy. But did you see that Chris Jones got a 1-year deal? All that shit about him wanting to get paid more and shit. And I guess 1 year was good enough.
Well, yeah, they didn't extend him. They just threw a bunch of incentives in there. And so he technically got more pay because he is going to, you know. I don't know. I feel like when it's that simple, like you didn't have to give him more years. You just had to give him incentives. Why the fuck couldn't you do that before Thursday, before the game against the Lions? Like why could you not have done that before the season started? It's almost like they said, all right, let's let him miss a game. And then hit him with the incentives. That way he doesn't have 17 games to hit the incentives. He only got 16 games.
Nah, they probably hit him with the incentives like, all right, you got to play 17 regular season games. He was like, bet. bet I got this shit.
Dumbass motherfucking signed.
I never missed no games. Like, no, and the shit about that game, and I know we're going back to this whole Monday night game or Thursday night game, is that like the announcer said that there's an asterisk for the Lions winning this game because they didn't have Kelce and Chris Jones, which is like some of the like most dick riding bullshit that I've ever heard, because they act like that's the only team that's ever played with injuries before, where right. their starters were out. When their starters are out and lost a game, and all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, there's an asterisk here because, you know, they would have, you know, the Lions, fuck the Lions. You know, they, right. they would have never won the game. You know, and it's, yeah, that's some bullshit right there. I heard that shit. I was like, what? For real? Like, that's some, like, when you know it was fucked up when Pat Mahomes is like, well, I didn't lose the game.
Wasn't my fault. Y'all my wasn't, Tony.
I know it wasn't my fault. I'm not going
to say nobody's name, Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to.
Not gonna call anybody out for dropping the ball and it turned into a pick six.
Right.
But
it's the same thing tonight in tonight's game. Those close games are always like that. You're like, I don't want to throw no names out, Josh Allen. But like, motherfuckers weren't turning the ball over so much. Maybe we'd have won this motherfucking game.
I did think it was funny how Peyton was like, you know, and Josh Allen said he was gonna, you know, he wasn't gonna rush any throws and he was gonna you know, wasn't going to take any risk. And next thing you know, he's running the fucking ball.
Right.
And he throws a pick.
He's trying to do the, because you know, in the new Madden, you could do those crazy fucking diving throws and shit. Fucking right. to hurdle motherfuckers. Like, he started doing that shit. That's when you know they're about to lose. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, he's resorting to this shit.
Which I can tell you right now, that new Madden, that shit's, that's some bullshit. Like, because, you know, I usually don't throw that many picks.
Well, if that new Madden don't got Tyreek update, like, why is he not in the 99 club? I guess it's only week one. It's only week one, so I'm not going to.
He definitely went off this week, though. I'm not he gonna. Definitely went off.
But if that motherfucker don't get in the 99 club, it's crazy.
Right. But anyways, so we got Thursday night football coming up this week. You got the Eagles and Vikings. Who do you got?
I mean, I got the Vikings just because I can't. How am I? I'm not picking the Eagles.
Ever. I mean, you know, when you're, you know, I'm you kind of. There's got to be a certain point when you're picking games. You got to be realistic.
Nah, I think. Well, I do think realistically. I do think. I mean, they almost lost to the Patriots. Like, I know we acting like, you know, the Eagles about to go back-to-back. Hurts going to be the MVP and all this shit. But, like, they almost lost to the Patriots. That was, nah, like, that's a reality that
I never said that they were going to
drag away from losing.
Yeah, I never said they were going back-to-back. And, I mean, realistically, the Vikings did just lose to Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield. So, and I bet you can't even name two receivers on Tampa Bay, can you?
I thought you were talking about, well, Godwin and Evans, but I thought you were talking about the Vikings. I was about to say, shit, the Vikings got probably the best receiving core in the league. I do think it's an interesting matchup between Jefferson and Slay, because, you know, last year, Slay shut his ass down. Now, some people were blaming, you know, Cousins because he wasn't really giving Jefferson a chance to make the play on some of these balls, but you know, that's gonna be the matchup to watch on Thursday.
Yeah, definitely is. Definitely is. So until then, ladies and gentlemen, Thursday night.
Who are you picking?
Yo, I gotta go.
He's gonna blow through that stop sign. Like,
I know. I want the Vikings to win that game. Cause I got a vendetta with the Eagles right now.
Oh.
And their fans. Like, you know, hurts, don't it?
Like, oh, yeah.
But yeah. Fuck them motherfuckers. Anyways, so we'll see y'all Thursday after the game. Y'all know what it is. So hit us up on IG. You got any comments, questions, reviews? Or send us an email at topthewildpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you want to hear. And, you know, you got a little thoughts on all these grown-ass men crying, whether it be over a loss or anything like that, you know?
If you want to share your fucking CTE rankings, like, you know what I'm saying? Who top five CTE right now? Players with CTE, top five.
Is Aaron Rodgers going to play at all this season? But, yeah, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, kiss your grandma good night. Let's dog out the party.
The NFL's fixed.
Peace, motherfuckers.